Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hustle Place podcast. I am your host, Jake, and today we are going to be recapping the Rockets-Warriors games. I don't have a huge opinion on this game, but I think this was a huge win for the Rockets, and I'm going to get right into this one. So here we go. Okay, everybody, so the first thing I want to talk about is James Harden. James Harden did not get the ball a lot in the second half. He scored 30, yes, but that does not matter. They let Chris Paul run the offense in the second half, and I wonder why. Because he's a point guard, yes, that's why. They did better with him running the offense, and it really paid dividends as the Rockets stole one at Oracle. This is a huge win for the Rockets, and I think they're going to go back home. And I don't know if they're going to win or lose. It really depends. I think the Warriors are going to win the series in general. I had them winning in 5 or 6 at the beginning, but I think it might go to 7. But the Warriors are going to have a chip on their shoulder after a tough loss like that. So I can't wait to see how this one plays out. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is the Warriors should have won this game. They were equal in field goal percentage, three-point percentage. They had 6 less blocks, and that's like the only significant thing that you can point out. They had more points off of turnovers. They had 3 more turnovers, but they still had more points off of turnovers than the Rockets. I mean, the Warriors really should have won this game. Steph Curry caught fire, and they still couldn't win. I think that another reason why is Kevin Durant is why they lost, and I'll get into that too. But I just want to mention that this was a close game. This wasn't like the Warriors like down the whole time. If you guys watched the game, the Warriors were up by a lot. But then the Rockets took over, and then the Warriors got again, and then the Rockets took over. I think that this game could have gone either way, but the Warriors definitely should have won this game. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant did not score for the final 7 minutes of the game. Are you kidding me? Kevin Durant, come on. You got to play better than that. I know he's going to have a chip on his shoulder and ball out in game 5, but he didn't score in the last final 7 minutes, and he had somebody way smaller than him on him in the last couple of seconds and passed it to Klay Thompson for a very contested shot. That's not what you want. That's not what you need. That's just a terrible offensive possession. I wouldn't have called the timeout. I wouldn't have let their defense get set up. I agree with Steve Kerr's decision with that. But Kevin Durant needs to take that shot. He needs to be confident in his shot and take that shot. That's the clear difference between him and like what some of the GOATs, some of the greatest of all times. He should have taken that shot like other people would have, but he didn't, and that's why the Warriors lost, in my opinion. I definitely think he could have hit that shot, and I definitely think that passing it to Klay Thompson was a mistake. No fault of Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson could have made that shot too, but I would rather have Kevin Durant's shot than Klay Thompson's shot in that situation. Okay, guys, so the next thing I want to talk about is the Warriors' ability in the fourth quarter. It drained. 34-18 in the fourth quarter, I believe. The Rockets played great in the fourth quarter. The Warriors did not. I think that's what the Warriors are going to look out for next game, but you can't have that happen. You're a great team, especially in Oracle. You can't let those fourth quarter comebacks happen. And with that much of a... It was a beautiful quarter by the Rockets. They were hitting everything. They were doing everything right. And I applaud the Rockets, but the Warriors at the same time, they got to get back to the gym and work on that. They can't just let teams blow them out in the fourth quarter like that if they want to beat a team in the NBA Finals, whether it's the Cavs or the Celtics, or if they want to win the series in general. You can't have that. Okay, guys, so that's going to wrap up the podcast. I hope you are enjoying the short and sweet and simple podcast. Please make sure to follow or favorite the podcast. Follow my Twitter, twitter.com/JSL podcasts. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Peace.